It's fantastic news for the Borders Railway, and after a lot of pressure on the First Minister, on ScotRail Alliance, we've seem to have come up with a solution, and the electric carriages that are currently being used on the Edinburgh-Glasgow route will allow the diesel carriages to be freed up to come down to the Waverley line, which is fantastic. I had lots of constituents complaining about being overcrowded on the train, and particularly at this time of year when lots of people are going out visiting friends and doing their Christmas shopping. I think it was upsetting a lot of customers because they were seeing families and elderly people being squashed on the train and having to stand. And I just think everybody deserves a seat. And the First Minister agreed with me last week when I asked her in the chamber exactly that question. I'm really hoping that this is going to make a huge difference and make people's lives a bit easier, particularly commuters and particularly visitors and shoppers. I just hope that everybody does what they say they're going to do and they all work together, and that we see these diesel carriages deployed down to the borders and everybody gets a seat. My message is that we need to make the Borders Rail absolutely the best it can be. It's already shown huge success, and what we need to do now is make sure that all these problems are ironed out, everybody gets a seat, the train's on time, there's no delays, the heating works, and the experience that passengers have is absolutely tip-top. And in the future, of course, we'd love to see an extension of the line from Hoyt down to Carlisle, but we just need to get everything right at the moment.